In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A lot of rumors out there after Urban Meyer was seen in a photo with Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator Dave McCormick. All of a sudden, you know, the post is out there and people start going, oh, is he coming to Penn State as a coach? It looked like he was in D.C. At least that's what I thought.
Is he thinking about politics maybe?
I know. That was the first thing I thought.
Like, oh, is he thinking about politics? Is he trying to, is he going to be part of a fundraiser?
Right.
And then I was really in the minority on that thought process was people were like, I wonder if he's talking to him about Penn State.
No. I mean, we don't know.
Why would he talk to him about Penn State?
Well, that is weird. But I mean, people, you know, there are some who would like Urban Meyer to be the coach. And Senator Dave McCormick yesterday on X posted the picture. He's in what looks like a dining room with a chandelier and very decorated. I was thinking at first, is this like a hotel or like some official, you know, it looked like, you know, a place where probably connected people go to eat. But
does Pat Kraft's office have chandeliers?
I don't think so.
Okay, just trying to put it out there in case.
Anyway, the post said, great conversation over breakfast this morning with my friend and all-time great at Coach Urban Meyer. We talked about leadership, teamwork, and serving something bigger than yourself.
Politics.
Like coaching?
I think politics.
Oh, stop.
I think it's politics.
I think that's the easy thought, right? Because it's a politician.
It's a logical one, though, too. Like, continue. I'll hear you out.
But what I mean, politics, obviously not for Pennsylvania. He's not from PA. That doesn't stop anybody.
Sure.
McCormick has a Connecticut mansion, so I don't know. The thing is, I don't know. But it doesn't make sense to me that if you're going for a coaching job, you'd try to get into the political mess, but whatever it is, that is one of the rumors. People were like, that looks like the Lash Building, and I'm like,
sometimes
it doesn't look like the Lash Building.
Sometimes a picture is just a picture. I once had a picture with Paul Abdul, and I remember the tabloids were like, is he joining American Idol? And I was like, no, I'm not. No, that never happened. I just took a picture. That's it, Nancy. I can't imagine Penn State would grab an Urban Meyer.
I can.
He had these like weird allegations of creepiness, like he was cheating.
Can he coach a team?
Their history doesn't allow for someone with flawed morality issues. Even if slightly. People make mistakes.
Right.
Nothing Urban Meyer did was anywhere near the Sandusky stuff.
But
I feel like you don't want the guys like, wait, is he the guy that was grinding on some other girl while he's married? And like, I don't know. I feel like that raises, you want to have someone with a high moral standing that can be documented, not the other way around. That's just my take. If he gets hired, okay.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people would be like, this is awesome. And a lot of people would go, oh, good. He's always going to want to be.
Well, I think that's
almost. Did he get removed from Ohio State for some other scandal? That was Jim Tressel, I think.
I think that no matter who gets chosen, there will be people that are happy or unhappy. That's just the way it's going to be, you know. So it is what it is. You're never going to make everybody happy. But this Matt Rhule seems to be a pretty underwhelming option, too. Which seems to be what everybody thinks is going to be the, you know, big one. We shall see, right?
What job would you talk to John Fetterman about? If you're going to McCormick for the Penn State job, right. What would I talk to Fetterman about? Who?
He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Steelers coach. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
answered.
Something like
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. But when you look at Penn State.
Sheets manager. I don't know.
You know, Sports Illustrated has an article out. And it talks about the whole future for Penn State, what they think's going on. One of the things they asked is what went wrong, because it had the high hopes have been certainly came crashing down. And they talked to some folks who some said, you know, there's no game wrecker on the team. They had two last year, Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren. But there is no real big alpha outside of Catron Allen, the closest player, they say, to having an MVP. So the fact that they have those two guys have obviously been sorely missed. And you have Rojas, who is out,
right?
Who was someone who could have certainly helped quite a lot.
They denied Dennis Sutton was a monster early in the season. And he seems to have kind of fallen to the back a little bit. But the whole team has, too, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And one who they talked to said there's a chance Penn State will play in a bowl game because there could be some wins at the end of the season. Typically, you need 6 wins to be eligible, but still, they're in a tough spot.
If they get into a bowl game, it's because Penn State fans will travel to a bowl game. Like a lot of them will.
Yeah,
you know, they're a very loyal fan base. We're a very loyal fan base. They travel. They bring money. They're well known. So I think they get in just because if they do, it's just because.
Right.
We are Penn State.
When they asked about whether Penn State's 2026 starting quarterback is currently on the roster, the people they talked to said no. Franklin never brought a transfer quarterback to Penn State, for better or worse. The next coach will. They think that they'll get someone through the portal. And obviously, a head coach is going to help a lot with that as well, if they get the right one, right? Because, you know, Grunkmeyer, no offense to him. It depends, obviously, how he does in the next few games. But, you know, does anybody see him as, you know, coming, breaking out and doing anything fantastic? Who knows? I guess we're waiting to see. Meanwhile, who will be the next head coach? And, of course, some think it's going to be someone with ties to the athletic director. But they say, one says, Texas A&M coach Mike Elko, who's won at Duke and Texas A&M, can recruit the portal, gifted on game day. They say that's why Kraft did try to hire him at Temple, and they believe he'll try one of them at Penn State. Another says Matt Rhule is the easy answer to this question, and his name seems to keep popping up over and over and over again.
I think the only issue ethically would be Franklin could easily be like, look, we had a slump after all these successful years, and obviously he wanted his friend in. It makes Franklin's case better for other jobs to be like, look, they weren't going to give me a chance to write my, okay, I had a real bad turn of events there.
Because I wanted to ask for more money and an extension and had a crap season.
Down
the crapper. He should be glad he didn't sign an extension over the summer, because people would have been twice as infuriated, but he'd probably get more money too.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.